Unit 5. What are you doing? Page 28. Exercise 1. Conversation. Listen and practice.
Hello?
Hi, Debbie. This is John. I'm calling from Australia.
Australia?
I'm at a conference in Sydney, remember?
Oh, right. What time is it there?
It's 10 p.m. And it's 4 o'clock there in Los Angeles, right?
Yes, 4 o'clock in the morning.
4 a.m.? Oh, I'm really sorry.
That's okay. I'm awake now.
Page 28. Exercise 2. Telling time. 1. Part A. Listen and practice.
It's 5 o'clock in the morning. It's 5 a.m.
It's 7 o'clock in the morning. It's 7 a.m.
It's 12 o'clock. It's noon.
It's 4 in the afternoon. It's 4 p.m.
It's 7 in the evening. It's 7 p.m.
It's 12 o'clock at night. It's midnight.
Page 29, Exercise 3, Snapshot, Time Zones. Listen and practice.
Vancouver, Los Angeles, Mexico City, Lima, Montreal, New York City, San Juan, Brasilia, Sao Paulo, London, Moscow, Seoul, Bangkok, Tokyo, Sydney.
Page 30, Exercise 5, Telling Time, 2. Part A, Listen and Practice.
What time is it?
It's 1 o'clock.
It's 1:05. It's 5 minutes after 1.
It's 1:15. It's a quarter after 1.
It's 1:30.
It's 1:40. It's 20 to 2.
It's 1:45. It's a quarter to 2.
Page 30, Exercise 6. Conversation. Listen and practice.
Hi, Mom.
What are you doing, Steve?
I'm hungry, so I'm cooking.
You're cooking? It's 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, but I'm really hungry.
What are you making?
Pizza.
Pizza. So let's eat.
Page 31, Exercise 7, Grammar Focus. What plus doing. Conjunction so. Los Angeles, 4 a.m.
What's Victoria doing?
She's sleeping right now.
Mexico City, 6 a.m.
What's Marcos doing?
It's 6 a.m., so he's getting up.
New York City, 7 a.m.
What are Sue and Tom doing?
They're having breakfast.
Brasilia, 9 a.m.
What's Celia doing?
She's going to work.
London, 12 noon.
What are James and Anne doing?
It's noon, so they're having lunch.
Moscow, 3 p.m.
What's Andre doing?
He's working.
Bangkok, 7 p.m.
What's Permsak doing?
He's eating dinner right now.
Tokyo, 9 p.m.
What's Hiroshi doing?
He's watching television.
Your city.
What are you doing?
It's
So I'm...
Spelling.
Sleep. Sleeping. S-L-E-E-P-I-N-G.
Get. Getting. G-E-T-T-I-N-G plus T.
Have. Having. H-A-V-I-N-G minus E.
Page 32, Exercise 8. Pronunciation. Intonation of yes, no, and WH questions. Part A. Listen and practice. Notice the intonation of the questions.
Is Victoria getting up?
No, she isn't.
What's Victoria doing?
She's sleeping.
Page 32, Exercise 8. Part B. Listen to the questions. Write an up arrow for rising intonation or a down arrow for falling intonation. 1.
Are you wearing a coat?
Yes, I am.
2.
What are you doing right now?
I'm having lunch.
3.
What time is it?
It's noon.
4.
Is it midnight?
No, it's 11:45.
5.
What color is his t-shirt?
It's purple.
6.
Are you from Thailand?
Yes, I am.
Page 32, Exercise 9. Word Power. Activities. Part A. Listen and practice.
He's playing tennis.
He's riding a bike.
She's running.
He's swimming.
She's taking a walk.
They're dancing.
She's driving.
They're going to the movies.
He's shopping.
She's reading.
She's studying.
He's watching television.
Page 33, Exercise 11. Reading. It's Saturday. What are you doing? 1.
We're washing people's cars. My friends and I are working together. The money from the car wash is for our school football team.
2.
I'm watching a funny movie with my friend. It's noon. My friend is laughing at something, so now I'm laughing too. We're laughing at everything.
3.
I'm with my granddaughter in the park. Her parents are working today. We're playing and talking. She's telling me about school. She and I are good friends.
4.
I'm sitting in bed with my laptop computer. It's 11 at night. I'm writing letters to friends. They're in other countries, but I'm thinking about them, so I'm not sad.
Unit 6. We live in the suburbs. Page 34. Exercise 1. Snapshot. City map. Listen and practice.
Downtown. Suburbs. Country. Houses. Apartments. Stores. School. Ferry terminal. Bus station. Subway station. Train station. Taxi stand.
Page 34, Exercise 2. Conversation. Listen and practice.
Hey, Jason. What are you doing?
Oh, I'm waiting for my mom. My bike has a flat tire.
Is she coming right now?
Yeah, she works near here.
Oh, that's good.
So, what are you doing?
I'm going home. I don't live far from here, so I walk to school.
You're lucky.
Page 35, Exercise 3. Word Power. Family Relationships. Part A. Pair Work. Complete the sentences about the Carter family. Then listen to check your answers. 1.
Anne is Charles's wife.
2.
Jason and Emily are their children.
3.
Charles is Anne's husband.
4.
Jason is Anne's son.
5.
Emily is Charles's daughter.
6.
Jason is Emily's brother.
7.
Emily is Jason's sister.
8.
Charles and Anne are Jason's parents.
Page 35, Exercise 4. Grammar Focus. Simple present statements.
I walk to school. I don't live far from here.
You ride your bike to school. You don't live near here.
He works near here. He doesn't work downtown.
She takes the bus to work. She doesn't drive to work.
We live with our parents. We don't live alone.
They use public transportation. They don't need a car.
Don't equals do not. Doesn't equals does not.
Page 36, Exercise 4. Grammar Focus. Simple present statements with irregular verbs. I, you, we, they. He, she, it.
I have a bike. It has a flat tire.
We do our homework every day. My father does a lot of work at home.
My parents go to work by car. My sister goes to school by bus.
Page 37, Exercise 6. Pronunciation. Third person singular, S. Listen and practice. Notice the pronunciation of S endings.
S is pronounced S.
Take. Takes. Sit. Sits. Walk. Walks.
S is pronounced Z.
Go. Goes. Live. Lives. Study. Studies.
S or ES is pronounced Uz.
Dance. Dances. Use. Uses. Watch. Watches.
Irregular.
Do. Does. Say. Says. Have. Has.
Page 37, Exercise 8. Conversation. Listen and practice.
Let's go to the park on Sunday.
Okay, but let's not go early. I sleep late on weekends.
What time do you get up on Sundays?
At 10 o'clock.
Oh, that isn't very late. I get up at noon.
Do you eat breakfast then?
Sure. I have breakfast every day.
Then let's meet at Harry's restaurant at 1 o'clock. They serve breakfast all day on Sundays for people like us.
Page 38, Exercise 10. Grammar Focus. Simple present questions.
Do you get up early on weekends?
No, I get up late.
What time do you get up?
at 10 o'clock.
Does he have breakfast on Sundays?
Yes, he eats breakfast every day.
What time does he have breakfast?
At noon.
Do they shop together?
Yes, they shop together a lot.
When do they shop?
On Saturdays.
Time expressions.
Early, late, every day.
On Sundays, on weekends, on weekdays.
In the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening.
At 9 o'clock, at noon, at midnight, at night.
Page 39, Exercise 11, Reading. What's your schedule like? Brittany Davis, college student.
My classes all start at 8 a.m., so I get up at 7, eat a quick breakfast, and take the bus to the university. In the afternoon, I have a job at the library. My only time to study is in the evening, from 8 until midnight. I work at the library on Saturdays, too. But on Saturday nights, I stay out late. And on Sundays, I sleep until noon.
Joshua Burns, website designer.
I design websites for small companies. I'm self-employed, so I work at home. I get up at 6:30 and go for a run before breakfast. I'm at my computer by 8, and I work until 6. Around 1 o'clock, I take a lunch break, and I surf the net to look at other websites. I work hard. Sometimes I work all night to finish a project, but I never work on weekends.
Maya Black, rock musician.
I go to work at 10 o'clock in the evening, and I play until 3 a.m. I take a break at midnight, though. After work, I have dinner at an all-night restaurant. Then I take a taxi home. I go to bed at 5 in the morning and sleep until 2 in the afternoon. I only work 3 nights a week, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But I practice every afternoon.
Unit 7. Does the apartment have a view? Page 40, Exercise 1. Snapshot. Houses and apartments. Listen and practice. House.
The house has 2 floors, a garage, and a yard.
The first floor has a living room, a dining room, a kitchen, a laundry room, and stairs to the second floor.
The second floor has a hall, 3 bedrooms, and a bathroom. Every bedroom has a closet.
Apartment.
The apartment building has a lobby and an elevator.
Every apartment has a living room, a kitchen, a dining room, a bedroom, a bathroom, and a closet.
Page 40, Exercise 2. Conversation. Listen and practice.
Guess what? I have a new apartment.
That's super. What's it like?
It's really beautiful.
How many rooms does it have?
Well, it has a bedroom, a bathroom, a kitchen, and a living room. Oh, and a big closet in the hall.
Where is it?
It's on Lakeview Drive.
Oh, nice. Does it have a view?
Yes, it does. It has a great view of my neighbor's apartment.
Page 41, Exercise 3. Grammar focus. Simple, present, short answers. How many?
Do you live in an apartment?
Yes, I do.
No, I don't. Does the apartment have a view?
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't. Do the bedrooms have closets?
Yes, they do.
No, they don't. How many rooms does the apartment have?
It has 4 rooms.
Page 42, Exercise 5, Word Power, Furniture. Part A, Listen and Practice.
Armchairs, stove, curtains, pictures, clock, bed.
Table, coffee table, microwave oven, refrigerator, lamps, sofa, desk.
Bookcase, dresser, chairs, mirror, rug, television.
Page 42, Exercise 6, Conversation. Listen and practice.
This apartment is great.
Thanks. I love it, but I really need some furniture.
What do you need?
Well, there are some chairs in the kitchen, but there isn't a table.
And there's no sofa here in the living room.
And there aren't any chairs. There's only this lamp.
So, let's go shopping next weekend.
Page 43, Exercise 7, Grammar Focus. There is, there are.
There's a lamp in the living room.
There's no sofa in the living room. There isn't a table in the kitchen.
There are some chairs in the kitchen.
There are no chairs in the living room. There aren't any chairs in the living room.
There's equals there is.
Page 44, Exercise 8, Pronunciation. Words with TH. Listen and practice. Notice the two pronunciations of TH.
There are 13 rooms in this house. The house has 3 bathrooms.
Page 45, Exercise 11, Reading. 2 special houses in the American Southwest.
In San Antonio, Texas, there is a purple house. This house is the home of Sandra Cisneros. Ms. Cisneros is a Mexican-American writer. She is famous for her interesting stories. The house has a porch with a pink floor. The rooms are green, pink, and purple. There are many books and colorful paintings. Many other houses near Ms. Cisneros' house are white or beige, so her house is very different. Some of her neighbors think her house is too colorful, but Ms. Cisneros loves it.
Every year, many people visit the land of the Navajos, the largest Native American tribe in the Southwest. Most people stay in hotels, but some are now staying in traditional Navajo homes, called hogans. Hogans are made of logs and mud and have dirt floors. Lorraine Nelson, a schoolteacher from Arizona, now invites visitors to stay in a hogan on her property. Her hogan has 3 chairs, 2 beds on the floor, and a wood-burning stove. Ms. Nelson teaches guests about Navajo traditions.
Unit 8. What do you do? Page 46. Exercise 1. Word power. Jobs. Part A. Listen and practice. Then match the occupations to the pictures.
He's a receptionist. She's a doctor. She's a nurse.
He's a pilot. She's a flight attendant.
He's a musician. She's a singer.
She's a judge. He's a police officer. He's a lawyer.
He's a cook. He's a chef. He's a waiter. She's a waitress.
He's a salesperson. She's a cashier. She's a security guard.
Page 47, Exercise 3, Conversation. Listen and practice.
Where does your brother work?
In a hotel.
Oh, that's interesting. My brother works in a hotel, too.
Really? What does he do, exactly?
He's a chef in the restaurant. What about your brother?
He's a security guard, but he doesn't like it.
That's too bad.
Yeah, he's looking for a new job.
Page 48, Exercise 4, Grammar Focus. Simple present WH questions with do.
Where do you work?
I work in a hotel.
What do you do there?
I'm a receptionist.
Where does she work?
She works in a store.
What does she do there?
She's a cashier.
Where do they work?
They work in a hospital.
What do they do there?
They're nurses.
Page 48, Exercise 5. Pronunciation. Reduction of do and does. Part A. Listen and practice. Notice the reduction of do and does in these questions.
Where do you work? What do you do?
Where does he work? What does he do?
Where do they work? What do they do?
Page 50, Exercise 8, Conversation. Listen and practice.
Hi, Stephanie. I hear you have a new job.
Yes. I'm teaching math at Lincoln High School.
How do you like it?
It's great. The students are terrific. How are things with you?
Not bad. I'm an air traffic controller now, you know.
Now that's exciting.
Yes, but it's a very stressful job.
Page 50, Exercise 9, Grammar Focus, Adjectives before nouns. B plus adjective.
A police officer's job is dangerous. A doctor's job is stressful.
Adjective plus noun.
A police officer has a dangerous job. A doctor has a stressful job.
Page 51, Exercise 11, Reading. What do you do exactly? Joseph Todd.
As a judge, I am in charge of trials. I listen to people and their lawyers, and I make decisions. These decisions are sometimes very difficult. Of course, I know the law well, but each person's case is different, and I try to be fair.
Molly Swift.
I do many kinds of carpentry. That way, I work all year. I build furniture, and I also build houses. My work is sometimes difficult and dangerous. These days, a lot of things are prefabricated, already made. As a result, my job is easier, but there is less work.
Benjamin Morse.
My job keeps me busy. I plan lessons, give tests, grade homework, talk to parents, help with after-school activities, and of course, I teach. My salary isn't great, but that's okay. My students are excited about learning, so I'm happy.
Chimney cook off, funny. Chimney cook off, funny.